There is yet another kingdom blessing to anticipate. Brother Jesse Hansen of the Grand Prairie College Park congregation will now consider the seventh part of this symposium, Anticipate Future Kingdom Blessings, Association with Multitudes of Resurrected Ones.
Have you lost someone you love to death? Can you recall the emotions that you felt when you lost your loved one? Did you ever think you were going to be able to cope with the emotions that you felt? It was devastating, wasn't it? It was painful. In fact, it hurt so bad that you never want to experience that ever again. In fact, you wouldn't want anybody to have to experience what that feels like to lose someone to death. Why is it so painful when we mourn the death of a loved one? Well, it's because death is not natural. Jehovah never intended for humans to die. That's why when it does happen to us, it shatters us to our very core, because we were never meant to experience the painful emotions that are associated with death. Death is just as the Bible describes it. It's an enemy. So without a doubt, we anticipate the future kingdom blessings of the resurrection. But have you ever thought about Jehovah anticipating the resurrection also? Well, Jehovah eagerly anticipates the resurrection. Why can we say that? Well, do you remember the account at John chapter 11 when the disciples were mourning the loss of their good friend Lazarus? How did it affect Jesus when he saw Mary crying? He saw the disciples and the Jews crying. They were very saddened by it. Well, the Bible says that Jesus groaned within himself, that he became troubled. It says that he even gave way to tears. It really saddened Jesus to see how his friends and how others were hurt. They were so stricken with grief over the loss of Lazarus. The same way it pains Jehovah when he sees us grieving, when he sees us so sad because of the loss of our loved ones. And that's why Jehovah eagerly anticipates the resurrection. Please turn with me to Job chapter 14 and notice how Jehovah's feelings are further described here. That's Job 14. And notice what it says in verse 14. So here Job asks a question. He says, or he asks, if a man dies, can he live again? And then he answers the question. He says, I will wait all the days of my compulsory service until my relief comes. So Job answers his question by saying, you know, I'll wait in the grave until I'm resurrected from the dead. But he goes on in 15. He says to Jehovah, you will call and I will answer you. You will long for the work of your hands. Yes, Jehovah longs for the work of his hands. He longs for the resurrection to begin. Why? Well, it's because he created us to live forever. And he knows the immense joy that it's going to bring to us when we can actually see our loved ones brought back to life again. It can be said that while death is the most painful of emotions for us to endure, the resurrection is going to produce unbridled joy. We know that because there's an account in the Bible when Jesus resurrected a 12-year-old girl. And do you remember how the parents reacted? Can you imagine? Here's her 12-year-old girl. She was dead. She came back to life. The Bible says they were beside themselves with great ecstasy. We can imagine how those parents felt, can't we? Yes, we should anticipate the resurrection. It's going to be a time of great ecstasy. It's going to be an exciting time to be able to witness. How is the resurrection going to proceed? Well, Acts 24:15 says that Jehovah is going to resurrect the righteous and the unrighteous. So will he bring back all the righteous before he brings back the unrighteous? Will he resurrect maybe the most recent of humans to fall asleep in death, followed by the generation of people that have died just before them, and then the ones that have died just before them, until we get back to Abel, the first redeemable human? Well, we simply don't know all the details of how Jehovah is going to accomplish the resurrection, so we can't be dogmatic about it. But one thing we do know is what the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let's look at this point. 1 Corinthians 14. This is what the Bible says about Jehovah in verse 33. It says, "For God is a God not of disorder, but of peace." And verse 40, "Let all things take place decently and by arrangement." So since Jehovah is a God of order, we can be confident that the resurrection is going to take place in an orderly fashion. Understandably, ones that are resurrected are going to need to be looked after. They've just come back from the grave. They don't have anything. They don't have anywhere to go. So they're going to have to be looked after. And Jehovah would not bring people back without provisions awaiting for them. You know, my wife and I, we recently had some families over for supper, and I asked everyone a question. I said, in the new world, who of the faithful men and women of old do you really look forward to talking to? You know, I was amazed at the answers. Everyone seemed to have a different Bible character they looked forward to, and they had a variety of different topics that they wanted to ask them about. Is there somebody that you look forward to talking to in the new world? You know, someone said they really look forward to talking to Noah, the stories that Noah could tell. Others talked about Abraham and Sarah, the examples of faith. Abraham and Sarah talked for a long time with them. Joseph, Joshua, someone said David, Elijah. You know, I'd like to talk to Abel myself. Here's Abel, the fourth human on this earth. What was it like to grow up when the world was so young? Imagine the experiences he must have had, discoveries. Job, I thought, would be an interesting man to talk to. I'd like to be able to tell him how much we relied on his example of endurance. How many times do we read about Job and helps us get through our difficult times? Can you imagine talking to Job about that? Yes, think of all the enriching fellowship that we can have with the multitudes of resurrected ones. Think too and imagine what it will be like making the earth a paradise. And here we are, maybe gardening, working on the earth, and right beside us, here's Moses, resurrected, as we work and we learn from him. Imagine sitting around a campfire in the evening. We love sitting around campfires in the evening, telling stories. Imagine with Bible characters that have been resurrected. We like telling stories. We've read their stories in the Bible secondhand. Imagine firsthand what they're going to tell us. Wonderful time. Imagine how they're going to want to know from us what it was like in the days that we lived in. Satan was working so hard. He knew his time was so short. What was it like to be under such intense attack by Satan? They're going to want to learn about that. How did we accomplish the preaching work in this time we're living in? JW.org, what is that? What did it do? It's a time that we can really imagine. And who of us has not felt utterly shattered when sickness, old age, an accident has claimed the life of one of our loved ones? It's a terrible thing. It shatters us, doesn't it? Imagine the joy of the resurrection. Imagine being in your house. You're maybe going about mundane affairs. You're cleaning up, making your bed, putting things away, washing dishes, and the door opens behind you. And you hear a voice. "Mom. Dad. It's me. I'm back. It's really me. I'm back." Maybe it's our mom or our dad. And they say, "Dear, it's me. I'm here. I'm back. I'm resurrected. I missed you so much. What are you going to do? Can you imagine what it would be like?" You're going to run to them. You're going to hug them like you've never hugged them before. You're truly going to be overwhelmed with joy and laughter. You're going to take a step back and look at them again. It is you. And you're going to hug them again. And you're not going to let them go, probably. Yes, what a grand time it will be when these are all welcomed back. We can really rejoice in the resurrection hope. That's what Jehovah wants us to do. We delight in knowing that there is going to be a resurrection. Acts 24:15 says there is going to be a resurrection. Can you imagine? No more funerals. Instead of arranging funerals for our aged family members, maybe we're going to be arranging welcoming sessions for our family because they're coming back. They're being resurrected. What an enjoyable thing to do. As we eagerly anticipate this happy time ahead, may we regularly thank our loving Heavenly Father for providing such a marvelous hope.